You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our wonderful producer of the day, Mr. Sam Davison, on the board, filling in for Mr. Zomers, who's feeling a little ill today. It is a TGI Friday edition, May 2nd, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. A little overcast skies, maybe some rain coming in for parts of Wisconsin later on today. But then, hold on to your hats and hallelujahs, as they say in the musicals. Sun's going to come out. Going to be a nice weekend, 60s, maybe 70 in parts of the state by Sunday. And then next week, all week long, sunny skies, temperatures in the 60s and the 70s. I cannot wait. First of all, Sam Davison, thank you so very much. I know you got a lot going on, but thanks for filling in for Zomers, who's a little under the weather today.
Glad to be here, Todd.
Well, it's nice of you to be here. Yeah. And nobody is a bigger trooper, a bigger team player in this company than Sam Davison, because we do this on short notice. I know you got a life too. You've been up since the crack of dawn doing the John and Gordy show here in Madison. What time did you get up?
4:30. My alarm set.
See?
Yeah.
I mean, you've been working for a full day already, and here you're coming doing our show, but we really appreciate it, Sam. Thanks for being here. You're the best.
Glad to be here.
Glad to have Sam along, and we're going to get into the, for those watching on the stream, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and the like, I'm in Brewers gear today because I'm heading on down to AmFam Field tonight. Big series, very important series for the Milwaukee Brewers, a four-game series against the a three-game series against the Chicago Cubs. It begins tonight. You can hear the broadcast, a pregame show, starting at 6:35 today on Richland Center, Oshkosh, Racine, Kenosha, Park Falls, and Hayward. And, of course, it's only over the air, as we are not allowed to stream it on the Civic Media app because of rights owned by Major League Baseball. We can catch it over the air on those stations. Big, big series. Brewers came up short yesterday in the final game against the other team from Chicago, the White Sox. I think it was 8-0 or something like that. It was over before it began, but that means, hopefully, the Brewers will get back on the right track tonight. Looking forward to going down there for that one. Going to bring on Trigvi Olsen in just a moment. But first of all, a couple of major road incidents to report to you. First of all, listening for those listeners on WMDX in the Madison area, if you are going to head down towards Dodgeville and Platteville in that direction on 18-151, be aware that that highway, US 18-151, heading east, is closed, fully closed at County Highway K because of a crash. Eastbound traffic should take the County ID exit north through Barneveld, then County K, then south back to US 18-151. We'll keep you updated on that. But again, eastbound 18-151 around the Barneveld area, that is fully closed. And also US Highway 12 in Lake Geneva, closed right now beyond the ramp for Lake Geneva because of a crash. So US 12 eastbound in Lake Geneva is fully closed at this time. Those are the two major traffic incidents as we come on the air. Breaking news as we come on the air as well. But before we tell you what that is, we'll bring on our friend, our ongoing contributor, former Republican like myself, now a senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, joining us from just outside the nation's capital of Washington, D.C., Mr. Trigvi Olsen. Trigvi, how are you, my friend?
I'm honored that you preempted breaking news for me.
Well, I want to make sure that you're a part of it, you understand. Is it nice out there in D.C.?
Okay. Well, you know, it's D.C.
It's no, I didn't.
Not as good as they are in Wisconsin.
I'm a big fishing opener this weekend. We'll talk about that as well.
Oh yeah, the big fishing opener. Yes, right. It's true. It's 80 degrees here today, Don.
Oh my gosh, lovely, lovely, lovely.
Spring has sprung.
Spring has sprung, and so has news of the day. And I'm so actually, normally Travy comes on Wednesdays, but he had other things going on. And just like Sam, the heck of a guy that he is, he says, well, Todd, I'll pop on Friday. And as it works out, Travy, I'm actually really glad you're here today because we do have breaking news. We hear so much about what's going on out there where you're at in D.C. with the Trump administration and retaliatory efforts, authoritarian types of government. Of course, Travy spent time fighting authoritarians in Eastern Europe. And here now, breaking news that Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers moments ago has, and this according to Channel3000.com, WISC, the CBS affiliate here in Madison, Governor Evers firing back now at White House border czar Tom Homan over comments made about Evers' guidance to state workers who are approached by federal immigration officials. In a memo last month, Evers advised state workers to call legal counsel if they are encountered by ICE agents in the workplace on state grounds and avoid answering questions, giving ICE agents access to files or computer systems, or access to non-public areas. Homan was asked yesterday about Evers' guidance specifically, telling reporters at the White House, quote, wait to see what's coming, unquote. In a video today, Governor Evers said Republicans were lying about the guidance. Quote, I haven't broken the law, I haven't committed a crime, and I've never encouraged or directed anyone to break any laws or to commit any crimes, unquote, Evers said. Evers called Homan's comments concerning and accused the federal government of abusing its power. Quote, as disgusted as I am about the continued actions of the Trump administration, I am not afraid, Evers said. I've never once been discouraged from doing the right thing, and I will not start today, unquote. Several Republican figures, including Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk, amplified Homan's comments against Evers on the social media platform X, formerly Twitter. Representative Kelvin Calhoun, or Callahan rather, Republican of Tomahawk here in Wisconsin, shared Kirk's post, and this is a direct quote from a sitting state representative, Republican in Wisconsin, quote, stick Evers in the same cell as the Milwaukee judge, arrest, 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 unquote. Callahan also shared the AI-generated photo of President Donald Trump in a police uniform arresting Evers. Again, make clear, that was AI-generated photo online. Homan's comments came less than a week after Milwaukee County Circuit Judge Hannah Dugan was arrested after FBI Director Kash Patel said she helped a man who was in a courtroom evade ICE. That is the story, according to Channel 3000, the CBS affiliate here at this hour in Madison. Of course, we had Matt Flynn on earlier this week talking about this, talking about the arrest of Judge Dugan in Milwaukee. Matt Flynn, attorney, two-time chair of the Democratic Party, saying, in his opinion, Judge Dugan did nothing illegal to warrant being arrested like that. Trigvi Olsen, again, you have spent time in Eastern Europe. For those listeners that might be new, especially in our new time slot, only person that I know who has been banned from Russia directly by Vladimir Putin because of your work against authoritarians in Eastern Europe. What do you make of this news today concerning Governor Evers?
Well, I would say it's troubling, right? Like, it's not great. I just think there's part of me that wonders if some of this has to do with, you know, Wisconsin, being essential in Donald Trump getting his majority, also, you know, sort of sent a blow to he and his vertical by not electing his chosen candidate for the state Supreme Court. Hence, you start messing around in Wisconsin, right? Like, I don't think it's a coincidence. Wisconsin's ground zero for a lot of things. And And so, you know, this is what they try and do. They try and intimidate people into silence. They try and intimidate people into taking actions, and they leverage the power of government against people.
And of course, you're talking to the U.S. Supreme Court race here a month and a half ago or so, in which Brad Schimmel, former Republican AG here in Wisconsin, Attorney General, who was endorsed not just by Trump, but also by Elon Musk, who came out here, put a cheese hat on, spent $20 million, Musk did, in this race, came to Green Bay, and then lost by 10 points to Judge Susan Crawford, who is now the justice-elect here in the Wisconsin State Supreme Court. We haven't heard a lot from old Elon Musk out there in Washington since that loss. And you get to this great point, Trigvy, and you know this world better than I do, that these people don't muck around, that Donald Trump is nothing but small and vindictive. And if he thinks he's been hit, he's going to try to hit back twice as hard.
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, ultimately, you know, these all autocrats, they're about trying to demonstrate their inevitability and their invincibility and create fear to do it. You know, on some level, and this, it may seem irrational to anybody who's rational, but in the way their mind works, you know, Wisconsin made them look bad. It made them show that, you know, he's not inevitable and he's not invincible. Mm-hmm. And by the way, did Elon Musk look like a deep?
You're kind of, I'm not sure what's going on. You're maybe the girls are using the Wi-Fi there, Trigvy. You're cutting out there pretty bad, so you may have to reboot that. I'm not sure. But yes,
is that cutting out bad? Am I back?
Kind of, sort of. You're not. try rebooting, and then we'll bring you back on. Off the YouTube line, L.A. Tom listening in Los Angeles says, thank God for Tony Evers. Tony shows courage, and Wisconsin, be grateful you have someone like him. If you'd like to weigh in, give us a call, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. You can download it if you don't have it for free on your Apple or Android device. Simply go to your search engine at your app store, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C. It'll pop up. Download it. Takes less than 60 seconds. It is free. So Gail King at CBS calls. A deal, the Civic Media app. What do you make of this? Of this, of federal government, on the Trump administration, Tom Holman singling out Wisconsin's Governor Tony Evers directly? And also, what do you make of this goofball Representative Kevin Callahan, Republican from Tomahawk? I looked on Twitter, by the way. I looked it up. I'm not making this up, by the way. He looks a little like Hitler-esque. He has like the short hair and the little mustache and everything. He's a goofy looking dude, by the way. But what do you make of this guy? And from Tomahawk, Wisconsin, calling for Governor Evers to be arrested and put in the same cell as Judge Dugan with the words arrest, arrest, arrest. 855-752-4842. Less than a minute left, Trigvy. Are we back? We try out your mic here. Are you back? Trigvy cannot hear us. All right, Trigvy is here. Trigvy is not here. Well, who is here? Sam Davidson's on the board. We got your phone calls as well. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. And coming up later in the show, we promoted this yesterday. According to the Washington Post, federal workers are now going to be required, at least potentially, to report their daily location. Unlike the five bullet points, this is not a strong encouragement. All employees are required to submit daily information. We'll talk about that later in the show as well. Don't go anywhere. It's a TGIF edition of the show, the Todd Allball Show, right here across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Yeah, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 22 now, past the hour of 2 o'clock on a TGIF edition, May 2nd, 2025. Glad to have you along. Sam Davison on the board, filling in for Mr. Sommers, who apparently went out of the town last night, and no, he didn't. He's a little under the weather, and we wish him all the best and hope he recovers soon, but great to have Sam here. Trevi Olson joining us now via phone from the nation's capital. Well, are the girls doing homework, Trevi, or what's going on out there?
I don't know what's going on out here. I was thinking, where's Sommers leaves, and it all just goes.
No, that's not it. That's not it at all.
It's my fault.
Yeah.
No, right. I think we're being targeted by the Trump administration. They're slowing down our internet here at Civic Media.
Yeah, I have my suspicions why we've got some issues going on. I suspect one of my children is doing some coding
streaming
homework.
Oh, okay.
Coding homework, all right. I guess.
We're just glad to have you along, and we'll do the phone here. Appreciate you being here. Right now, joking around about that with Trigby, but the very serious breaking news here on a Friday. Seems like Fridays lately are all about breaking news. Tom Homan out in D.C., the Trump administration targeting Governor Tony Evers specifically, threatening him, basically, because Evers last week said, hey, to state employees, follow the law, but don't go out of your way to do anything for ICE that you wouldn't normally do. Don't break any laws, and make sure you consult with legal counsel within your agency before you give them access to stuff, which, of course, is their prerogative. And now you got Tom Homan and this state representative Callahan from up north in Tomahawk saying they were going to throw Tony Evers in jail, just like they did Judge Dugan last week on a Friday as well, by the way. What do you think of this? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Go to the phone lines. Beautiful Eau Claire, Wisconsin, in the Chippewa Valley, WCFW, The Tap. Gene in Eau Claire. Gene, thanks for calling. What say you?
Thank you so much for your coverage of this issue. You know, this is the first I've heard of this one, so you're going to get my immediate response because I have a lot of respect for Governor Evers, and these are a dangerous bunch, and this is my opinion, dangerous bunch of sickle losers who use vile and lies and deceptions to destroy our country. And that's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it because everything they do is pathetic and sick, and it is hurting our country significantly. So keep up the great work keeping us informed. This is so important. You guys are doing a great job. Thank you, and have a good weekend.
Thanks, Gene. I really appreciate it. You hang in there as well. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Mark out in Prairie du Sac. Mark, thanks for calling. What say you?
Yeah, thanks. So, and I wonder if any of these people have actually read, you don't even have to go to the Bill of Rights in the Constitution, that trial of all crimes, shall be a trial held by jury in the state where the crimes have been committed. And it's the throwing out the treason word all the time. And there's very specific language on what treason actually is in this country. I mean, Pam Bondi is out there talking about, we're going to charge all these people with treason. Well, there's actually specific language in the Constitution exactly what treason is. Mm-hmm. And I don't need know if I need to repeat what it asks. It's actually adhering to our enemies and giving aid and comfort to our enemies. Well, currently we are not at war with anybody, you know, except with ourselves, apparently. And it is just disturbing to me that these people do not understand the Constitution itself. And I mean, I am clamping my FCC compliance filter in my constantly these days because, okay, if maybe the FCC rules should not be constitutional. I mean, is that not a limitation on free speech? Well, they want to limit, you know, free speech. I mean, they want reporters to, you know, give all the sources and all this. I mean, our founders were very careful in saying that one of the first things in the First Amendment is, you know, freedom of the press. Mm-hmm. I mean, they have no respect for the Constitution, period. I mean, I'd challenge that. I'd say that to their bloody faces if I ran into them.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just had a gutful of these people, and why should we have a filter on our mouths at all for these people at all? Because they need to be called out for
I appreciate it. I appreciate that you do, because we're limited by FCC rules, and we've seen this before, right, at a higher level for CBS, ABC, just for something that Trump doesn't like that was said. By the way, those things that were said on those two respective networks were true. And Trump cracked down, filed multi-million-dollar lawsuits. ABC, Disney's already settled, and CBS is basically looking at capitulating and looking at that. So I appreciate you holding back, Mark, because, I mean, if we do break FCC rules, that's only going to draw the ire of the Trump administration. Then they start coming after folks like us. And, you know, as David Letterman used to say, I wouldn't give those kind of troubles to a monkey on a rock. So I appreciate you calling in, Mark. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Is Trigby on line one here? Is that him? Well, we can check in with him. I think might be. We'll see if Trigby, are you there? Did you hear any of Mark?
Yeah, somebody hung up on. I got hung up on.
That's fine. We thought you were a crank caller.
Thanks, Todd.
but what do you?
Gene came on and I went bye bye.
Well, we had to make room for Gene, you know. 1 minute to break here. Trigby, anything you want to add before we go to break?
No.
Well, thanks.
Honestly, I'm just thinking about the state legislator from Tomahawk, for God's sakes, man.
He's a clown.
I can't say
I know. Thank you. Appreciate you and Mark and hearing to FCC. I get it, folks. I get it. It's a Friday. We all want to break some FCC rules, but thank you. We can't do that. We'll focus our anger. We'll come back, more about it. Take your phone calls as well. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Don't go anywhere. It's the All Ball Show for a Friday, along with Sam on the Civic Media Radio Network. Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, and it's Friday, May 2nd, 2025, 35 minutes now past the hour of 2 o'clock. Glad to have you along. Sam Davidson behind the board for an alien Mr. Zommers. Always great to have Sam here. We appreciate him. A little bit later on the show, we're going to take a look at the Sam Davidson Street Cam, which he set up here. We use it all the time, and it's a lot of fun.
You know what my next big idea is for right out the window
what?
Right here?
What?
I want to get a bird feeder right there.
Oh, my gosh. That'd be fantastic.
That'd be great, yeah.
We had the woman from the Songbird Association yesterday.
Right.
Sam, that's brilliant. Put a bird feeder out there. We can see the birds coming to feed it. You see? Amazing. Thank you. Appreciate you. Pam Yonke, the fabulous farm babe, as she calls herself, did the Midwest Farm Report there. Right at the bottom of the hour, always appreciate her. Now, Pam, thank goodness, posted something on her socials yesterday. Culver's had the big one-day scoop of Thanksgiving or big thank you to FFA. And you can go to Culver's and get a scoop of their great, unique flavor of the day, $1 donation. All proceeds go to Future Farmers of America. And so I saw that, and then I went out to Culver's last night and got some. So many thanks to Pam Yonke, and the Midwest Farm Report always does a great job, as does our guest this hour. He is our ongoing contributor and friend, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, joins us via phone from the nation's capital, Trigby Olson. Trigby, glad to have you along, continuing to talk about this top story, breaking news at this hour. Governor Tony Evers of Wisconsin firing back at the White House. Border czar Tom Holman over comments made about Evers' guidance of state workers who, if they're approached by federal immigration officials, i.e. ICE, to basically, look, follow the law. And call the legal counsel of your agency before you let these guys just run roughhouse over state agencies. And Holman basically threatening to crack down on Evers like they have on on Judge Dugan in Milwaukee last week. Several Republican figures, including Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk, boy, there's a sweetheart. He amplified the Holman comments against Evers on social media. And then you got this goofball, State Representative Calvin Callahan, Mr. Callahan, Republican of Tomahawk. Look at his picture, and then you can make your own judgments on this guy. But on his Twitter account, he's all about the Trumpster. He claims to be a former staffer of Representative Sean Duffy. So that should tell you a little something. And this is beyond the pale, Trivy, in my opinion. As you and I both worked in the state capitol, we both worked for members of Congress, and a sitting state representative, Republican, this Callahan from Tomahawk, says, quote, "Stick Evers in the same cell as the Milwaukee judge. Arrest, arrest, arrest," unquote. Now, look, you and I have known some characters in Wisconsin state legislature over the years. I don't remember a sitting state legislator calling for the arrest of a governor without any evidence of wrongdoing. Do you?
No. I mean, it's just so ridiculous.
It is.
So ridiculous. He had a little mileage reimbursement issue, I think, didn't he? Scrutiny over his mileage reimbursements? I think so.
He looks like the kind of guy who would have a discrepancy over his mileage reimbursement issues.
Yeah, it was like a double dipping thing. And then he's had a few, I think.
It's just, again, you and I have talked about it on this program before, the extremism. This is beyond saying I have a difference of opinion. This is beyond saying, look, we should, you know, if the guy has an opinion that we should crack down harder, that's his opinion. But for a sitting legislator to call for the arrest of a sitting governor, I mean, I was in the state capitol during Act 10 when the Democratic Senate left the state, and I don't even ever remember. You didn't have Bob Jauch or Tim Cullen or Fred Risser calling for Scott Walker to be arrested. That didn't happen.
No. Of course not. It's just another demonstration of the lack of civility.
Bingo. It is. It is
an quite frankly, common decency too.
Yeah, it's sad as someone who I know you appreciate institutions of our government as much as I do, and I just think it's a sad day for democracy and a sad day for our institutions. Let's get to a couple of the texts off the text line. If you'd like to text us, you can do so by downloading the Civic Media app and texting us at any of the first 11 stations on the Civic Media app. You can also call us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Off the text line, Diane in Madison, listening on WMDX, "Governor Tony Evers is a good governor and he speaks the truth," unquote. Thank you. Appreciate you texting in there. Wes, listening in Middleton on WMDX, says, quote, "It's so sad that I am in my lifetime going to see the end of America being a global leader. One of these things, once these things go away, they don't come back. This is an ugly chapter, and hopefully we can reclaim at least some of the standing in the world. We're going to be more South Africa or Brazil than Canada or Germany. China will be in the driver's seat," unquote. That's Wes in Middleton. Trigby, you've touched on this before. Just talk a little bit about, as someone who's traveled the world with people like John McCain and others, and in your private life, talk about this things like this don't, and of course, first and foremost, it affects us in Wisconsin, but these things ripple out.
Yeah, well, I mean, here's the thing. God, trust takes a lifetime to build and can be destroyed in an instant. And that really is what happened. I mean, we talked about that after the Zelensky meeting in the White House and what that meant. And it ultimately does play into the hands of China, which, I mean, honestly, if you were to take this guy Callahan and be like, I'm sure he'd get going about the threat of the Chinese. And yeah, but what he doesn't get is this plays straight into their hands.
Right. Exactly it. A text from Matt in Middleton on WMDX. This is an interesting question, Trigby, and And I try on this show, I'm not saying I'm perfect at all. I have a lot of my faults of my own, but I try not to go too over the top if and until things are warranted. But I'm going to read this question because I think it's a good one, and it's something I've heard just on the street. And I like your perspective, Trivi. Matt Middleton asks, quote, can you guys give us a perspective on whether or not we are currently in a civil war or not? It is certainly an information war being fought by the far right in Russia on democracies, unquote. Trivi?
I would not say we're in a civil war. I would say that there is a global battle going on between autocracy and democracy. And there is a realignment that is not, quite frankly, in the interest of the American people. And it's ironic that it's being executed at the top levels of the United States government and that people ended up choosing this. And now there are, quite frankly, a fair amount of people who did choose it who are having buyer's remorse. And I'm not quite sure how they didn't get what was at stake. But yeah. I think that's really what you're seeing is an unraveling. And that's the irony is all wrapped in this idea of make America great again, an unraveling of many of the things that have made America great, both domestically and internationally.
Yeah. Well said.
But I don't know that we're in a civil war, but we certainly are in a fight for what kind of country are we going to be? Are we going to be one where we have faith and believe in each other? And, you know, in places like the state of Wisconsin, we wear green and gold. Or are we going to be a place where we live in fear of one another and live in a world of red and blue divides?
Yeah, well said. John, listening to Milwaukee on WAUK. John says, quote, ever heard of the word hypocrisy? I don't think you've gone more than a few days without calling for President Trump's arrest over the years. Hypocrisy. All in capital letters, unquote. John, I'll let Trigby speak for himself. I don't think that I've ever called for President Trump being arrested over nothing. I've agreed with a jury of his peers, which found that he was a 43-time convicted felon. And a jury of his peers, I think a guy is found guilty should be locked up. And I also think that after January 6th, a bipartisan committee, including Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney on the Republican side, found that Donald Trump was the instigator of an attempt to undo an election. I think that warrants, having his day in court, but certainly being arrested. So I think there's a difference there, Trigby, but you can speak for yourself.
I don't recall ever having said that Donald Trump should be arrested. I certainly have been critical and have felt like every American citizen, he has a right to due process, but he doesn't have a right to violate the law. And if he has, like anyone else, he should be accorded the basic rights that he's given. But Donald Trump and some of his, and it kind of gets to my point, Donald Trump and some of the people like the person who texted in seem to, you know, be living in fear and thinking that there should be one set of rules for one set of people and a different set of rules for others.
Yeah.
That at the end of the day is. And, you know, that's sad, honestly, because as somebody who has spent a lot of time traveling all over the world and working around the world, I think there's a lot of people that don't appreciate enough how lucky they have been. And quite frankly, as somebody who, you know, oftentimes talks about my favorite place in the world being the bridge over the St. Croix River, I think there's a lot of people in Wisconsin that don't get, even within the United States, how lucky they are to be from a place like Wisconsin.
Yeah. 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly to Milwaukee. Charles, listening on WAUK. Charles, thanks for calling. What say you?
Hello, Todd. I just have to call to defend you guys. I listen to you guys all the time. I've never heard you guys say anything about Donald Trump to be locked up. Other shows, maybe, but I've never heard you guys say that. And second of all, if you've done criminal things and you deserve to go to jail, then you deserve to go to jail. I don't care what your job title is. He's done crooked things. I, I wonder what do these Republicans that support him think about him screwing contractors out of money that they are owed for jobs they've done for him.
Yeah,
he's a crook.
Right.
They're stealing. His family is stealing money now.
Right.
But his supporters will think, well, that's okay because, you know, they follow that logic that he's donating his check every month, just like I'm still waiting to get my $5,000 Doge check that they claim is coming. Wow.
Appreciate the call. Thanks, Charles. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Trigby, about 30 seconds left there. Always nice to have someone to come to our defense. But, yeah, I mean, I'm for due process, and I'm for sussing out the truth. And I don't recall ever, other than after he was found guilty of by a jury of his peers, and after January 6th, I don't think I've ever said to lock the guy up. But anyway, always good to have.
I don't recall you ever saying that. I certainly don't recall having said that.
Yeah.
He supported due process. And honestly, I was saying this to somebody, is it related to the guy who was along with Garcia, right? Like,
Hold that thought. We'll get it on the other side, my friend. All right. Come on back to the Tile Ball Show for a Friday right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Bobbers on the St. Croix Bridge so you can dip a line in on the opening weekend of fishing season here in Wisconsin. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. That's going to be our next On the Road. Trigby and I will be on the St. Croix Bridge handing out bobbers and live bait. If you can prove to us you have a fishing license, Trigby Olson, Senior Advisor at the Lincoln Project, joins us from his home in suburban Washington, D.C., as he does every week or thereabouts. By the way, Kreitlow is a little salty because you keep avoiding him on Wednesdays. Are you going to be back on Wednesday?
Yeah. Is Pat back on Wednesday?
He came back just for you to Wednesdays, and then you weren't there again.
He did?
Yes.
Oh. Well, I didn't know it's bad.
Yeah.
I forget what I had on Wednesday, but maybe I should have blown it off.
No, you said
maybe it was a doctor's appointment. I hurt my shoulder, Todd.
What happened?
Tendonitis in my shoulder.
Tendonitis? You're clicking on too many computer things for all your polls that you do.
No. Yeah, I don't know. But yes, wasn't good. My shoulder locked up. I got decked in the hockey game. And then,
see?
So yes, that's why I missed.
It all comes back to hockey.
It all does come back.
855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Want to go to the phone lines talking about Governor Evers responding to Representative Kelvin Callahan, Republican of Tomahawk. Well, maybe not directly to him, but this goofball Callahan in the state legislature saying to stick Governor Evers in the same cell as a Milwaukee judge, unquote, and saying, quote, arrest, 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 unquote, after a Tom Holman, the immigration border czar, whatever you want to call him for Trump, is singling out Governor Evers because Evers is simply saying to state employees, hey, if ICE tries to raid a state agency, follow the law and talk to the legal counsel before you let these guys just come in and run roughshod over everything. Trigby, you had a quick, we were cutting you off there. If you can finish it up quickly, your thought before the break.
Yeah, no, I was just saying, you know, Todd, the thing about it is with due process, right? And Garcia, for example, or anybody, Donald Trump, me, you, like, if Jeffrey Dahmer deserved due process, Ed Gein got due process, two of the worst people who ever lived, and right. I think they're both from Richland Center.
No, only one is.
only one. But, it's just, you know, we have to decide who we are. Are we a country where we have a set of laws, or are we a country that has a set that's just ruled by the whims of people,
yeah,
of individuals, and yeah. you know, I think the reality is a lot of these people, and maybe Representative Callahan, I'm not quite so sure what he's so afraid of.
I don't either. I think he's just a cheerleader. Yeah, he's like, you know, the old Bugs Bunny cartoon when you had the big bulldog and then he always had that sidekick chihuahua or whatever. And he'd be like, hit him again, hit him again. You know, he's like that guy, right. You know, I mean, he doesn't really, you know, he's not a big bulldog. He's just a little chippy chihuahua. 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines. Ann in beautiful Chippewa Falls, listening to WCFW. Ann, thanks for holding. What say you?
Yeah, you know, Tom Holman, I think he's on some power hunt, you know. He thinks he's so important. But my point is this, Todd. What do the Republicans really want? A king? Is that what they really want? Do they want our country to be run by a king? Because I'm not sure. And all their things taken away, you know, their benefits and Social Security and Medicaid and Medicare. I mean, I thought, you know, we always say we're more alike than we are different. What is this? What they really want? Have they thought about all of this? Does it make sense? I just don't understand. You know, I see Trump's ratings are like, you know, 39%, whatever. Yep. Shouldn't it be down to like 10%? Because I just don't understand what the Republicans want. You know, they want the things they want.
This is a great call, Ann. And I thank you for I only wish it would have happened sooner in the show because we only got 2 minutes left here, Trigvy. But Ann is, in my opinion, 100% right, Trigvy. What's up with the – I mean, have you seen Marco Rubio on television lately? He looks like he's not in a good place mental health-wise. You know some of these people, Trigvy. Why do these people, to Ann's point, continue to go along with this guy? And why is this, again, what's happening today, is this yet another distraction from what Congress and Trump are getting ready to do, which is gut Medicaid?
Maybe, but I just think what you have to understand about these things is, you know, Holman is doing his thing, and they all tend to try and be more outrageous than the next because then they get on Fox News and they get attention from Donald Trump.
Right. But and a quick answer, because I want to get to this stuff. We've got about a minute and a half left. Not quite. Are these guys, because I get this question a lot, are guys like Rubio and other Republicans in Congress, do they feel threatened for their lives or their families' lives vis-a-vis Trump and Putin? Or is it just they're so arrogant they don't know anything else to do but be congressperson or senator?
I think it's the latter, really. I mean, they may be afraid, which that in and of itself to me is just, you know, they all see themselves. I'm sure when Marco Rubio looks in the mirror, he sees a great American on the other side. But if it really is because he's afraid, you know, you think the boys who were running off of boats at Normandy or the ones who were in Iwo Jima weren't afraid?
Exactly.
Right? Let's talk about Calvin Callahan for a second, right? He would probably profess to be a real limited government guy. Politicians are bad. The guy was elected to the state assembly at 21. He's a career politician. He's a guy who wants to be. And my guess is the reason he's saying what he's saying is he's thinking this is how attention and move up.
Yeah. And sadly,
that's what it really is about, because he's just a guy who's always wanted to be somebody.
Just like Scott Walker and Robin Voss. Trigvy Olson, always fantastic to have you, my friend. Take care out there. Have a great weekend. Come on back. Hour two, What's Worse is next, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.